Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Bum, bum, bum. Marty Griffin. Bum, bum, bum. Desperate times. Desperate moves by desperate men, desperate for employees. Desperate's the word. It's a fact, Jack. Chuck Hamel, one of the best CEOs in America. Pitt, Ohio Trucking. Check out their rep. Seriously. You start at $30 an hour. Full health insurance coverage. No deductible. Zero. And with overtime, you make $100,000 a year. And you're home every night. You're not long hauling, nothing. 200 openings. 200, man. He said, people don't think trucking is respectable anymore. Really? Really? Does everybody want to be a Supreme Court justice? Is that where we're at? Marty, I know it's $100,000. I know I have no degrees in nothing. But trucking just isn't respectable. Oh. Okay. No deductible. Full health care coverage for you and your family. Come on, man. I have not been to a restaurant or business in the last 6 weeks that doesn't need people. That's at full employment. None. Not one. From healthcare, nursing shortage, the construction, private contractors, forget about it. Guys that install windows, forget it. Roofers, desperate. It's amazing, man. It's amazing. HVAC guys, desperate. Bob Tutti with Tutti Mechanical, fantastic operator. Ask anyone about Tutti and how he treats his people and the money you can make. He's so desperate for good employees, he's going to build his own school, recruit starting in middle school and high school, and pay to train you. They're so desperate at Pitt, Ohio, they're starting to go into middle schools to try and attract kids to a $100,000 job with no college degree. Burger King, $1,800 signing bonus. McDonald's in Florida, $18 an hour. Seriously, Mickey D's. $50 just to show up, and no one showed up for the $50. That's a fact, Jack. One of my favorite people, one of my close friends, we've been friends for, I don't know, we're pushing 15 years now. Mike Geiger, an entrepreneur and a businessman. Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Yourself?
Good, brother. How long have you had Moe's?
15 years. You got it.
That's right when we met, right?
Yeah. Within the first year.
You were a kid. You were like 12 years old. You had a tricycle when we met.
Still trying to keep that youthful look. Exfoliating is helpful.
How many restaurants do you have now, man?
We're at 11. We've got 9 in the Pittsburgh region and 2 in Erie.
Welcome to Moe's.
Welcome to Moe's. Absolutely. Said it a lot yesterday.
You want to tell
Did
that story?
Did you say the burrito?
How many
Did you say the burrito business?
What's that?
Yesterday, Cinco de Mayo, man. Busiest day in the burrito business.
Absolutely. Hey, how many people in all of your restaurants, how many people short are you today, brother, today?
I'd say we're about 40 short on where we'd like the roster to optimally be.
And why aren't people working? What are they telling you? What are you hearing? What's the vibe? What's the buzz?
There's a lot of reasons. And it's one, you know, working, and two, working where. There's a lot, right? It covers a whole spectrum. And from the people that just aren't working to the people that aren't comfortable yet working to people that haven't found the right opportunity for kind of what you just talked about between trucking and HVAC or restaurants. That, you know, the honest truth that seems to be surfacing is when we went through the past 14 months, you know, people left industries and found something they liked better, or, you know, it isn't necessarily always money. And that's why we're doing the things we're doing to both attract and retain, is kind of thinking outside of the box of where, how we want to position ourselves as an employer. And one thing that's become really clear is it's not just about the money.
Mike Geiger with Moe's. Is it about staying on the couch and watching SpongeBob? What about the Marty Griffin theory that we have a whole group of Americans that are right now what I call COVID lazy, my friend? COVID lazy.
So the easy, there's an easy answer I can give you. There's a politically correct answer I can give you, which I know that's not what you want to hear. But the answer I'm going to give you on that is it's the whole spectrum.
It is.
So certainly, I mean, and you know, it covers the whole range. As you know, I've, as the business owner for our, you know, 11 locations, I don't do a ton of direct interviewing and hiring at this point. We've got directors,
right,
and general managers, and I've actually taken it on myself and my partner, John. The two of us have been doing a lot of the direct contact over the past couple weeks for one reason. I really want to understand it.
Nice.
I want to have these personal conversations with existing employees and new potential employees, because, you know, we've never had an employee problem, ever. I take care of my people, always have.
You do.
We pay a better than average wage, always have. And, you know, if there's a true paradigm shift that has occurred over the past year plus, I need to understand it.
And so you're confounded by this, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, but we also, you know, we've launched some new programs over the past few weeks, and we've gotten a great response.
All right, so, run through them, brother.
Go through them?
Yeah, man.
Yeah. So, I mean, first is just purely from a financial perspective, and it's not the case in the whole country, but I'll say here in Pittsburgh, people have been wildly generous over the past year.
Yep.
Tipping is way up, even for a, you know, an environment like mine, which is in full service.
Right.
The people of this city have been fantastic.
Yeah, I've seen it and I've done it. There's a certain amount of empathy, so you quadruple your normal tip. You're right. I've done it.
Yeah. So that alone, on top of, you know, I've always tried to be a top wage payer. That combined with where tips are, you know, it's a really good amount of money. I mean, even high school kids making mid-teens an hour when you combine those two.
Yeah. Yeah.
So if you drive up and down any street, name it, you know, a major road around town, every restaurant's got a now hiring banner up.
Does.
People have, you know, signing bonuses, things like that. So that's not even a differentiator or something to be special. So what we said is, all right, let's step back. Who's our core employee? Probably, you know, mid-20s down to teens. What's the most important tangible thing in their lives? It's their phone, right?
Yep.
So we've historically done things on people's work anniversaries, or you never work on your birthday at Moe's. You always have it off and we always pay you. So we wanted to kind of stay in that lane, and we said, all right, on your hire anniversary, both existing and new employees, we're going to buy you the latest model iPhone. Not just this year, every year.
Whoa.
That could be
$1,000.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But guess what? A great employee is worth it.
And
a loyal that shows up and with a smile on their face, makes great food, gives my guest a great experience, absolutely worth it.
So
we said, we're going to do this. We're going to do this moving forward, because we want to stick that flag in the sand and say that we want to do something important. We want our employees to understand we're doing something different. I've got my first batch. I'm buying right now with the good folks at the Apple Store over in Ross Park Mall. We've got an account we set up. And
hey, Mike, hang
on. We've got about 23 people.
Hang on, man. Hang on, all right?
Yeah.
All right. Mike Geiger from Moe's. It's fascinating, actually. It's Marty Griffin. What's up? Hey, if you need me, email me, getmarty@kdkradio.com. Getmarty@kdkradio.com. Right now, I have plans. We're headed out to a couple homes that are in desperate need of our help, and we will get in the middle of fixing those homes. There's some folks that just can't pay their bills that legitimately can't work, and we will get in the middle of that today and fix it. Meantime, Richard Bazzi from Schultz Ford did something magnificent yesterday. I don't use that word much, and we'll be telling that story tomorrow. That's a Get Marty you're going to love to hear. Hang in there, people. Meanwhile, desperate moves by desperate men. Mike Geiger has been a success since he was in his early 20s with his partner as they built up Moe's to a fantastic joint. If you haven't been, check it out. They get it, price, service, all of it. And first time, is it fair to say first time in your history of owning these businesses that you can't figure out why folks don't seem to want to work? And you think there are several factors, my friend.
Yeah, certainly to this level. I mean, we've had hiring crunches here or there, but not wide scale.
All right, so you and your partner, is this just a brain fart that you came up with, or was it a corporate thing or the iPhone thing? Who came up with it?
We're as far from corporate as possible. You know this.
Yes, I do.
We sitting around one day, and we just said we've got to put ourselves in the mindset of our core employee base. And I didn't do this in a vacuum. I actually talked to a handful, probably five or six different employees, and said, I've got some ideas. What do you think? And we let our employees contribute to the ideation process.
Okay, so this is a fact, Jack. For my 16-year-old, if she had to choose between dialysis and the iPhone, it would be a toss-up. It's that important to them. My only deal with this proposition, and I think it's groovy. Kids don't use that anymore. I'm trying to bring it back, Mike. Do you like groovy?
I can work with that.
All right. So my only issue is, let's use Burger King, and I'm not saying you are Burger King, but they get 120% turnover every year. You want folks to stay for a year to get a $1,000 iPhone. Do you think that can happen, and will it happen?
Yeah. I mean, historically, I'm well under that 100% turnover, which is kind of an industry mark. We've historically been able to retain a lot of employees, and part of this whole program is it's a life cycle with me.
Nice.
Of employment.
Nice.
So there's a second element, if you want to hear that.
Yeah,
I've always given $2,000 a year for college tuition reimbursement.
Nice.
I upped it to $6,000 a year.
Whoa.
$6,000 a year. So let me walk you through the life cycle of an employee at Moe's. Say you're a senior in high school, and you know your parents don't have a ton, so they can't pay for you to go to college. Maybe you want to go to CCAC. $6,000 a year will cover a whole lot of CCAC costs.
Absolutely.
So come work for me as a senior in high school. You know, we'll work around your schedule, your sports, everything else. Start to learn and become part of our culture. I'll buy you an iPhone after the first year. You'll go to CCAC the next year. I'll pick up the bulk of your tuition. 2 years later, I did the same thing. Year three, go off to a four-year institution with money you saved from us, with an iPhone, an iPad, and an iWatch that I bought you over your 3 years. No debt from CCAC, and I'm happy to have been your stepping stone.
Man, I'm dropping
my employee.
I'm dropping my three kids off at your joint, brother. Man, that is groovy. We don't do that.
Teambigplan.com is where to apply, or Moe's Pittsburgh on Facebook.
What is it, buddy?
Moe's Pittsburgh on Facebook.
Okay.
Or our company name is Big Plan. So teambigplan.com.
Okay, can you text that to me and I'll post it on my Get Marty page?
Yeah, we'll do. Right.
Hey, are you getting response?
Yeah, absolutely. We launched this just short of 2 weeks ago, and I've had great conversations on phones, and people are coming in, you know, just phone calls. Interviews are coming in. We've had a bunch of hires over the past week. Sounds full of great people. We just have to find a way to communicate with each other.
I'm in, man. If you ever need anything from me, you know that. I could always count on you to do the right thing. Thanks, brother.
Much appreciation.
Talk to you, man.
See ya.
How about that deal? So, you stay a year, you get an iPhone. If it's the newest model, it's $1,000. Then you get another new one the next year. And $6,000 college credit. Welcome to Moe's. That's strong, man.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly!